now, here are some of the letters received at the evening news during the past week. Today they are being read by a very special guest, the Lord Mayor of Norwich, Councillor James Wright.
Hello, I'm delighted to be here today at Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper for people who are blind or vision impaired, in my capacity as Lord Mayor of Norwich. I'm going to be reading some of the letters that have been sent into the Norwich Evening newspaper. The first is from Peter Riddle of Wyndham and is on the very topical subject of the post office scandal. The excellent series of programmes, Mr. Bates versus the Post Office on ITV1 this week, has raised massive public outrage at the way the Post Office treated some of their most loyal and trustworthy sub-postmasters. There is now a petition calling for Paula Venables, former CEO of the Post Office, to have her CBE rescinded. Over many years, the Post Office wrongfully prosecuted over 500 sub-postmasters, and many were advised to plead guilty to avoid a jail sentence, or were convicted and jailed, but where was the evidence of where these supposedly fraudulent sums had been spent? This raises questions as to how the British judiciary could have been so stupid in the face of frankly unbelievable evidence from the Post Office and their top lawyers. In 2019, Paula Venables was awarded her CBE then. After she had left the role in the Post Office, she was appointed as chair of the Imperial College Healthcare NHS Trust and became a non-executive board member of the Cabinet Office. At that time, the Post Office scandal was very much in the public domain, so where was the due diligence in these appointments? All the individuals who had responsibility for the award of her CBE and for her appointments in 2019 should be publicly named and held to account. I can't help but ask myself whether Ms. Venables was being rewarded for her lying and obfuscation over so many years while she was at the helm of the Post Office. David Ullman from Spixworth has a comment on NHS patients who miss appointments. While not in any way condoning casual no-shows, I'm not sure I entirely buy into the alleged cost of the NHS missed appointments. If a patient fails to turn up, and surely the practitioner doesn't just sit twiddling their thumbs, but spends more time with another patient or catches up with their duties. Mike Josifiak of Aylsham writes, "Of course, the downside to most of us reducing our energy consumption due to the economic climate is that the energy companies must then increase their prices to maintain a decent return to their shareholders. Another reason for renationalising the energy sector? Readers who oft wonder how we got into this state should research the Dunning-Kruger effect, an effect that applies to the majority of politicians and council officials." And finally, Colin Burley of Toftwood passes comment on our recent weather. "There's an old saying that whenever Englishmen meet, the first topic of conversation is the weather. Let's face it, it's the weather which mainly determines how we lead our lives. Many a day out to the coast has been ruined by a sudden downpour, and our being able to sit outside and enjoy the summer sun has, with the high temperatures in the past few years, been marred, forcing us to seek shelter indoors. Fortunately, here in England, we don't have earthquakes, tsunamis and severe droughts to put up with, but more recently, high tides and strong offshore winds have caused Hemsby to lose vast chunks of cliffs and several people their homes. My sympathies go out to those good folk who had expected to enjoy the latter part of their lives enjoying our wonderful shoreline. Other parts of the East Coast, Suffolk and Essex, are also susceptible to flooding, and I feel that it's time that the government ceased to adopt its ostrich-like attitude, take its head out of the sand, and did something about providing more coastal defences. They should be prepared to draw on any available funds to see that this takes place with the utmost urgency. Should they fail to do so, then in the not-too-distant future, the North Sea may swallow up the Norfolk Broads, and visitors to the region wanting a day by the sea will be visiting Norwich-on-Sea." That's all from the letter section this week, so I will now hand you back to Paul and Ruth for some more news stories.